From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Rachel, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. You got some drama in your life, huh?
Little bit.
What happened?
So a friend of a friend is a bully, kind of obsessed with me, and keeps throwing temper tantrums.
Oh, wow. You wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. Two close friends who are like family have a school friend who moved to our city with her husband. I tried to befriend her, but she is impossible. Examples include, and you wrote a whole list of things that she does, constantly reminding me that I'm not married. Even in unrelated conversations, blowing up my phone, asking me why she wasn't invited to a friend's cottage, trying to become best friends with anyone I talk to, controlling the words I use, saying I can use tired but not exhausted, picking a fight about me with our mutual friends, but refusing to explain it, and then showing up 9 hours late to dinner. You said that you blocked her. But she and her husband created a group chat to continue harassing me. You say, I can't take it anymore, and I worry about her causing trouble with our mutual friends at my sailing club. Oh, wow. This sounds like some white people problems.
So, actually, no, not all white.
No? Okay.
So what do you gather her problem is with you? Jealousy?
She sees me as some kind of threat.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, she's like, I don't know if she recognizes when she's doing things that she does.
Is it just you that sees this, or is it the whole friend group?
So I specifically have not brought it up with our friend group just because I don't want it to seem like I'm the one causing drama or I'm like singling her out. There have been times where she's like done something and we were all like all at a restaurant. And then shortly thereafter, I'd like get up to go to the washroom and like our server followed me to be like, hey, are you okay? I saw what just happened. I was like, yeah, don't worry. That happens all the time with her.
Cause I'm just wondering if she treats the other people in the friend group the way that she treats you.
Oh no, definitely not. Like
no.
The marriage comments, I'm the only one who gets. And it's about half of our friend group is married and about half isn't.
Right.
So have any of your friends who have seen this behavior confronted her and
not
tell
as far
like,
as they know?
No,
chill.
So,
not as far as they know. But she like a lot of what happens, it's like everyone else's back is turned and then she'll make a comment.
Oh.
Well, have you told her I don't want to be friends with you?
Yeah. So that happened because she would literally assign me homework for things like out of the blue, I'd hear from her. Like she's not somebody I ever talked to on a regular basis. It would be like whenever we were all together kind of thing.
Mean?
And then
what
like,
do you, what do you mean she assigned?
She
pause for one
me,
second.
Like,
pause, Rachel, pause for one second. What do you mean she assigned you homework?
So she messaged me out of the blue and said, hey, you know, I knew somebody in a particular company or in a particular field. And she said, I need you to reach out to them and then to the associated regulatory body. And I need you to write this, and this.
What?
And I just said, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the end of that. But it was like, that was the most recent example. She's done things like that many times. I've never done the homework.
Like, is she around just all the time? Like, you can't avoid her because other friends
it's
keep
like,
inviting her around?
No. So we're all really busy. So there's not that much time together, like as our group, I'd say maybe like once a month kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I started sailing and as soon as I did that, she found out and I hadn't spoken to her in several months. And then she sends me all of these messages screaming at me. Why wasn't she invited to start this with me? And then she joined the same sailing club. So now like she's there all the time, but it's not like the same as like our friend group.
So I think that your play right now is to let it be known, not just to her, but to everyone that you have zero desire to be friends or communicate with this woman. And it may, and tell your other friends, this may cause problems because maybe you all are doing something with her one night and you invite me too. If that is the case, don't invite me. And if I'm doing something with you guys, I set up a night or a fun thing, do not expect me to invite her. And if anybody in the friend group lets her know that what we're all doing, I won't show up or I'll just cancel the whole thing. Because right now it is causing some very like high level creepy discomfort in my life. And I may not have said it to you guys, but this is everything that has been going on. And I'm not comfortable with this woman around me in any way.
100%, like 100%. Like,
yeah. No, but you may actually have to say
that. You have to say that.
But that's for like our friend group. What about like the sailing club where she's just like around?
Then ignore her.
Yeah.
Like tell her flat out, like, listen, like I have zero desire to be friends with you.
Okay.
So no, you need to block her and you need to do all that stuff. But you also need to tell your friends that you did this and say, listen, I don't want to talk to her. She keeps weaseling her way back into my life. So I've blocked her. So please, like when you see that she started another group chat and added me in the group chat, just know that she is doing this even after I told her that I did not want to communicate with her. And then they'll start to realize like, wow, this broad can't take a hint.
Yeah, I get that. Because if I put them on notice like that, then they kind of act as,
yes,
like they know what's up.
They will see.
All right, Rachel.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Get rid of that drama.
My God.
Damn. Beware stalkers, y'all. They're crazy.
Bras and Mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Yo, Michael, what's up, man? It's Bras and Mocha.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good, buddy. How's everything out there in Winnipeg?
Getting better. The weather's warming up. Can't complain.
Nice,
well,
man.
What part of Winnipeg are you in?
East Park. So
okay, nice.
The closest Ontario I can be, I guess.
So what's going on? Why are you here? Why are you on FML?
I was wondering, how do I manage my fear of going back to the person I used to be?
You were Michael. Hey, Roz and Mocha Fix My Life. After over a decade of struggling with depression, neglecting my physical and mental health, and being an absent partner and father, I've turned my life around this past year. Despite my depression, I got married, graduated, and started a family. Though it felt like life was just happening to me, I felt like a spectator in my own son's life for his first 3 years and still wonder why my wife stayed with me. Now, in the past 11 months, I've lost over 100 pounds, improved my mental health, and became a better partner and father. However, I fear that my depression will return and I'll relapse. I love the new me and never want to go back. How can I manage these fears and prevent a negative self-fulfilling prophecy? First question, Michael, are you on medication?
I'm not, no.
You're not. Okay, so did you all of this without any medication?
Yes.
Without any doctor's assistance?
That's right.
Okay. So you did this all on your own?
I did.
Okay.
What were the steps you took in order to get to where you are now?
Just honestly taking a moment to realize how bad things have gotten. Mm-hmm. Having a deep conversation with my wife and understanding how things need to change. And yeah, step by step, I worked on my eating habits. I go to the gym 4 days a week, and just any moment I can take to be physical, like to go outside for a walk or play with the kids, that's kind of what I do. And it hasn't been these drastic changes, but over time they just build up and it's been amazing.
So do you feel yourself slipping, or are you afraid that you're going to start feel like you're slipping?
Yeah, I've had some bad mental health days. Last week was a bit rough. My work is pretty stressful, and Friday really hit me hard that I, you know, the whole day I just had this sense of panic. And It's not something necessarily I'm worried about happening immediately, but when those days happen to me, I don't know if it's me slipping back to my old ways or if it's just a bad day, because I, you know, for a long time I couldn't distinguish the two.
Yeah. You're allowed to have a bad day, right?
And it could just be anxiety building up too, right? Because you're getting in your own head. Have you talked to anyone or consider talking to like a therapist or anything like that?
Yeah, I did for a while, actually pre-COVID. And then of course COVID happened, so everything shut down. Mm-hmm. I did find that it helped a little bit with my situation, but it was honestly just rehashing a lot of things from my past, because I grew up fairly poor, and that mentality has always stuck with me, that this is what I'm destined to be, even though, you know, we live a great life right now. I'm fairly successful. It's just that worry that was my family legacy, and that's what I'm supposed to be, even though I've changed that.
Sometimes talking about it isn't the best thing to do, by the way.
Yeah.
Because what you don't want to live with is you don't want to live with fear, right? And fear of sort of slipping back. And distractions work. Mm-hmm. And they really, like, distractions really do work. And I think that you know what that sort of dark place feels like, and you, when you feel it coming on. But I don't think that you should confuse having a bad day with, oh my God, my whole life is going to hell again. Right? I think that you should allow yourself to have a bad day. And I think you should allow yourself to pull yourself out of that bad day, because you know you can. You did a lot of work this past year. And I think that what you have hanging over you is just this fear of failing. But you know what that feels like. And I think that, you know, if you have a couple of bad days, or, you know, things aren't going well for, you know, any sort of stretch, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going back into that super dark, depressive state. It could just mean that you've broken your routine that got you to the place where you are now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Last week, my whole family had been sick. I hadn't been able to go to the gym for the first time in 4 months.
Right.
I think that contributed a lot.
So that disruption in that routine, that routine that made you feel good, was definitely the thing that affected your mood. It was just that one thing, and you were like, oh my God, everything is going to hell now.
Yeah, that also kind of creates its own little worry, you know?
It does.
I'm not going to always be able to pull my routine, but...
But also, the one thing that helps a lot, right, is to keep you sort of in the right track are accomplishments, right? And they're not big accomplishments. I don't mean like like life-changing things. I mean the small day-to-day accomplishments that keep you on track. Right. That's what you need to sort of fall back on, is just doing the stuff that makes you you, that makes you feel good about you. And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be huge things. Honestly, it could be cooking dinner for your family. Right. That's an accomplishment in a day. You know, just having that sort of moment of joy. Like, just make sure that you don't sort of forego your daily accomplishments and start breaking your routine. Because once you start breaking your routine, that's when you're going to feel like things have gotten out of hand again.
What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I do have to be better at distinguishing between those days and being able to pull myself out faster instead of sparring a little bit. But yeah. No, I really appreciate the help, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. And yo, man, like 11 months and you did all this stuff. You did all this work with the support of your family and, you know, to get your mental back on track. That is a huge win, dude. You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks, guys. I literally feel like a different person.
Yeah, that's amazing, bro.
Thank you.
Keep killing it, Michael.
Have a good day, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Aaron, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Really? Why are you on FML?
My wife is terrible at parking the car on the driveway.
Oh, wow.
Damn, bro.
Aaron, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My wife is a good driver, but when parking, it's crooked. Wheel is all turned all the other way, and she doesn't even give me enough room to park my car. I tried talking to her. She says I have OCD, which is also part of the issue, and doesn't seem to care.
Aaron, your wife is right. You're wrong. Thanks for joining us today.
Perfect. I'm glad you fixed it.
Yeah.
bro. You're not winning this argument, Mr. OCD.
Listen, it's inconsistent. I'm just looking for some consistency with the parking.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking for. I don't, you know, I'm trying to get grass like Roz, and I wake up and half the wheel's on the lawn.
Oh,
and I got patches. I know that hit Roz right in the heart.
Yeah.
But it's just, I just try talking to her. She thinks I'm just, you know, overreacting. And
yeah. So the only thing, because I've had stuff like this with Catherine before.
Okay.
Okay.
With parking?
No.
Driving?
Just about like other stuff,
okay.
Right? Where if you're in a relationship, and this goes both ways, okay, the only way that you can explain this, okay, and maybe get your way or get her to listen, is that if something is in your life that neither of you care about, okay, then you're good. If there's an issue in your life that you both care about, you work together. If there's something going on in the relationship or in life or in the dynamic where only one of you cares and the other person doesn't care at all, the person who doesn't care has to fall on what the person who does care a lot feels, right? So when you say, babe, can you park the car straight? And if she goes, why does it matter? It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. Well, it's a big deal to you,
mm-hmm.
right? And other things are going to come up in life that you don't care about that are a big deal to her. And then when those things come up, you're like, okay, I could care. I don't care. Catherine and I went through this. Remember when TV, when you would watch something on demand and you had the SD version or the HD version,
yeah,
right? Where the SD version, it wasn't just lower quality. It was cropped on the sides.
Yeah, all like the
it was
worst.
It was a square.
I couldn't do it.
So Catherine would record something on the PVR.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd go to hit play and I go, babe, you didn't record the HD version. She goes, it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I care.
Yeah.
And she's like, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? I'm like, you don't care, but I care a lot.
This is crooked car in the driveway.
So please just record. If it means nothing to you, record the HD version for me because it matters to me.
So do you think, Aaron, by having that conversation, taking that approach, things would change?
I tried something similar, but I was hoping to, what if I jumped, I went all the way to jump and ask you guys. I'm hoping she listens and maybe she'll, you know, take me seriously.
Okay. So I think that there is a way for you to sort of win this. But this is, if this is something you're willing to go to the wall for, then go to the wall. If it's not, bro, then don't.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll have to decide if
especially
I want to go
when it could have been anything. But, bro, having the conversation with your wife about driving or parking, it just like, it's
like, how much
so,
of
it's
your
so
time?
Triggering. It's so triggering.
How much of your time is being taken up by this conversation?
Every morning and every evening.
Ah, oh, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
nah,
it's so triggering to certain people, especially women, when their fella starts talking to them about driving or parking. I just don't anymore. Yeah.
I would leave it alone
or just try and cater to her not caring, but you caring a whole lot.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just kind of leave it alone.
Not kind of just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you guys.
Your life has just been fixed.
Maybe. Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah, dog.
Thanks.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Ryan, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
How's it going? Balancing love and...
right out of the gate, huh?
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful with this. We want to try and help you out, but we can't get into so much detail here. So, Ryan, you got a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Your girlfriend works in a store that sells things to adults.
Yeah.
Okay. And she seems to be a little bit more adventurous than you.
Yeah.
You don't want to offend her or sort of run her out of your life, and you're wondering how to balance your non-adventure streak with her adventurous streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. I want to be able to talk to her about it and, like, you know, without
how long
discouraging her.
Have you guys been dating?
About 7 months.
So, do you, a new relationship.
Yeah, that's true. So do you guys normally have open, free conversations about things like your love life? Or it just sort of happens and then you guys don't talk about it?
No, we talk about it. Like, I don't know how to properly, like, I don't want to discourage her, right? So I don't really get into necessarily what I dislike about it.
So she brings it up and what do you say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't like, we talk about things we can do. And, you know, I'm not the type to say no to it much because I'm just a really, I care about her a lot, right? So I want her to be open and I don't want to discourage her from wanting to talk to me about this stuff.
Yeah, but I think that your being agreeable is putting you in a position of where you've become uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, does some of it make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, like some of the things she's brought up and we have tried things. Some of them I'm a little uncomfortable with, but...
I think that as soon as you start to feel uncomfortable, dude, and you're saying yes to doing certain things or appeasing her or going down that road, it's not right. Like, she should pick up on the fact that you're uncomfortable, too. And it's really kind of alarming that she obviously knows that you're uncomfortable, and yet she continues to want to go through with things.
Oh, okay.
We can bleep all this, but like, can you give us like a couple examples of things that make you uncomfortable?
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Like for you?
No, for her.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're not comfortable with that?
Not really. Not my cup of tea.
Have you said to her, this makes me uncomfortable?
I never said like this makes me uncomfortable, but I've brought up. I'm like, I'm not a big fan.
Okay.
Let me ask you. Hopefully bleep this too. Let me ask you a question, because I'm wondering how much of this plays into the uncomfortable and awkwardness of everything. Is she asking you to?
No, it's not. Okay, so there's a. Much, you know what I mean? It's not like a complete ego killer.
Okay. I'm sorry, everybody listening to this right now. It's bleeped, but Ryan's really going through it. Mocha's standing there with his hand over his eyes.
I feel for you, dog.
Okay, I will just say this, Ryan, okay? Aside from all the details that we've had to bleep, okay? It comes down to this, and this is a message for you and a message for everyone. Regardless of how much you love someone, okay? As soon as anything starts to feel wrong or uncomfortable or like you're being pressured, it's time to stop.
Mm. Okay.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with having that conversation with her.
Yeah.
Just like a upfront, honest.
Totally.
I really don't like this.
Especially because like you guys are 7 months in, right?
Yeah.
Brand new relationship, and already you're feeling this way. You should feel, you know, comfortable enough to have this conversation the way she feels comfortable enough to bring up the other stuff with you.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't respect that, like if she's asking you to forego everything that makes you comfortable and feel good about yourself, that's a big problem, man. That's a really, really big problem. Like if she looks at you as like you're a prude, that's a huge red flag, bro.
I don't think she would do that, to be honest.
Then talk to her.
You're gonna have to have the talk to her.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, sorry, dude.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Know what I mean?
Okay. Hey. Bro, I literally almost took my finger off the bleep button for a second, just in case.
All right,
Ryan. Much love.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.